Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Barry Moss is here. Barry is a 17-year member of our Brain Trust, author of You Need to Be a Little Crazy, also Bounce. That's his new one, and he's here to talk to us about some thoughts he has on a coronavirus checklist. And we always count on Barry to be a great thought leader for us out here on Main Street. Barry, welcome back.
Jim, thanks for having me back.
And you, incredibly, I thought I'd taught you better than this. You have your own radio show, which I've been a guest on before.
I'm just following you.
Barry told me you wanted to do a radio show. I said, I know what you're feeling, but what were you thinking? Hey, Barry, we're continuing to live the Chinese curse. Not only from the Chinese coronavirus, but the curse is that may you live in interesting times, and it could never be more ironic than right now, of course. And we've got this pandemic shutdown, basically an abrupt shutdown of the economy. The numbers that I just reported with the chief economist of the National Association of Manufacturing in the last hour. And he was talking about how industrial production is down, manufacturing is down, all the different indicators is not just down. They fell off a cliff. They fell off a table, and this is an abruptness that we haven't seen maybe ever. The only thing possibly comparable would have been 08 and 09, and even then, I don't think was as bad as this. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is definitely worse because the first time. It's not the economy that's telling you or market factors that are telling you to shut down your business. It's the government saying, hey, you can't open. You can't have a restaurant. You can't have a movie theater. You can have a bowling alley. And so things shut down. I mean, if you think about, we had people over our house on March the 7th. Mm-hmm. By March the 13th in Chicago, we were quarantined. That's how quickly things have changed. So this is definitely unprecedented.
Right, no question about it. And the speed of the disease, 4 weeks ago, I in my article, I reported on perspective, and I pointed out that less than 200 people had died in America 4 weeks ago. Today, that number is probably approaching 30,000. And that's just in a period of 4 weeks. So this thing... I didn't underestimate it necessarily because I didn't understand it as much in the beginning, like most of us. But this thing is it's one mean organism. It's aggressive and it's not like not pneumonia. It's a different kind of a thing. And it really deserved our attention and it got our attention and we responded. America has responded and I think we're going to, it's not going to defeat us. I think we're going to come out of this. With a new normal on the other side of this, but I think the coming out of this is going to be sooner than later. What do you think?
Well, I think it's too early to tell because it depends on so many different factors. People keep calling me up and saying, hey, Barry, when is this going to be over? And we just don't know. It depends on a couple things like when will there be a vaccine? When will we be readily be able to test people, right? Will there be a home test? When will we be able to figure out if there's immunity? These are all certain factors that are really going to depend on whether people are going to be comfortable going out in public. Now,
well, Barry, there won't be a vaccine for a year or a year and a half at the earliest.
I know.
We can't shut the economy down. We can't shut the economy down that long.
No. Right. So I think
I know you're not saying that.
Come next month, right, people will start to go out and resume activity. They will be wearing masks. They will be wearing gloves. We'll go to restaurants. They'll make sure they're half full. We'll go to movie theaters. They'll make sure they're half full, right? People will start to resume their activity, but I believe it will be a gradual thing rather than, let's open our doors up and everything's the same.
Because no, I agree. I agree with that. We'll have new behaviors, different behavior, different expectations, and it will be more gradual. But I do think that there's some. I do think it's time to start identifying some potential silver linings as we go forward. For example, I think this is going to cause a resurgence of manufacturing in North America, if not America, if not the United States of America. What do you think?
Well, I think people will definitely shorten their supply chain, so things will be closer to home. There are some silver linings because it's forcing small business owners to rethink their business. So, for example, people have tried to do telemedicine in the United States for a lot of years. Medicare would never reimburse it. Now, with what's going on, Medicare will reimburse it. And so a lot of places like doctor's offices and physical therapist offices, they're doing telemedicine, and that business will still be there when this is all over. So that's good for these small businesses.
No, there's no question about it. So what is the first thing you think a small business ought to do to deal with what we've got going on right now? What should they be thinking about?
You know, I love what Sully Sullenberger, who was the captain of that airplane, you remember, that went down to Hudson?
Yeah.
And he talked about in any disaster, you got to do three things. The first thing is to aviate. You've got to be able to keep the plane flying. You got to be able to keep your business going. You have to think now, if your business is still able to operate, what kinds of things do you need to do to make sure that you still have a viable business going forward? The next thing is you have to navigate. You've got to plan. You've got to close your eyes and picture a world the next certain period of time where customers rarely leave their homes. And if they do leave their homes and doing social distancing, how does that really affect your business? And finally, Sully Sullenberger said, you got to communicate. You got to communicate with the passengers. So you got to talk to your employees, your vendors, your customers about what's going on, and you have to tell them, because if you're freaked out, they're going to be freaked out too.
Well, that's a really excellent point, and it's something I've said around here for a long time. In aviation, they teach you that when you have an emergency, the first thing you do is fly the airplane. Never mind your gauges. Right. Never mind what you think is wrong. Fly the airplane first. And I think that's a good point. I think that's an important thing to leave as we wrap up this segment on. Folks, you got a business in front of you. Operate your bit. Find a way. Keep your hands on the helm of your yoke of your business, and try to find out how to hold it together. And of course, as we know, the government is trying to help. I hope you've been applying for the Paycheck Protection Program and the EIDL money. I hope you've been doing that. The people who have are getting their money this week. 20 after, right back with Barry Maltz. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
As I was walking down the street one day,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.